one of the two appointees who was jointly selected by the governor, the attorney general, and the treasurer. And the expertise I hope I bring to the commission is certainly in the area of economic development and jobs. I do have to tell you, I'm impressed with the resume and the background and the experience of the other people serving on the commission with me. You know, people who have a strong background in both public policy and government regulation, as well as the law and law enforcement. I'm humbled to be part of this group and excited about the opportunity. I've spent the last 20 years or so of my professional career focused on jobs and economic development, and you know, this is a tremendous opportunity to work on a pretty large scale project, which we expect will have a very positive impact on the Commonwealth in terms of our economy and jobs to be created.
Do you gamble? Do you go to casinos?
I've been to a casino, you know, at various times in the last several years, but I wouldn't say I'm a regular. I certainly I've been to Foxwoods for meetings, but have never gambled. But mostly I've done it in as part of, you know, travel around the country.
How long will it be before a casino opens in Massachusetts?
Well, I mean, it's tough to speculate. I would say, you know, the tentative, you know, guidelines would have us releasing an RFP for gaming interests sometime in the next 6 to 9 months. You know, when you go through the process and the community support and approval, and getting the shovel in the ground, you know, the timeline that we keep talking about is about 5 years from this date.
What do you do as a gaming commissioner to assure that the casinos are net positive for Massachusetts, that the jobs and the revenue that was promised by the people who voted for the gaming legislation will occur without the negatives, the potential crime and corruption that's so often associated with gambling?
Well, I think the law, as the legislature approved it, put in a lot of the details of how they hope a casino and gaming will benefit the residents of Massachusetts, both from a revenue perspective and a jobs perspective. I think when you look at the minimum investment for a casino license, you know, $500 million is kind of a high mark to reach. So we fully expect that the businesses that would pursue a license are going to have the financial wherewithal to make the project happen. As we look to create jobs and the potential revenue impact, we're also mindful of some of the unintended issues, and we're keeping an eye to that.
The two Native American casinos that are located in Connecticut both have large debts, and the big commercial gaming companies, from what I understand, are making most of their profits now from their casinos in Asia. Are you worried about the economic viability at all of this industry that you're going to be launching here in Massachusetts?
I wouldn't speculate on, you know, the reasons that the two casinos in Connecticut may be showing financial trouble. I think what you will see this commission do in a very transparent fashion is to do our due diligence with respect to the with respect to the proposals that we receive. Certainly, the financial stability of the gaming interests that apply for a license, we will do a pretty thorough examination of their finances and their stability. You know, we understand this is a big step forward for the Commonwealth, and I think everybody on the commission agrees we want to get it done right, and we want a process that's open, transparent, has a great deal of public input, and in the end of the day gives us what everybody expects that the gaming industry will provide: jobs and new revenue to the Commonwealth.
Are you surprised by the level of interest that's been expressed publicly by casino companies here in Western Massachusetts?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm surprised. You know, certainly they follow the states where gaming is now legal, and you know, they're a business like any other. They're looking for an opportunity to to have a footprint and be able to operate a successful business. You know, and the fact that, again, the legislature set a minimum of $500 million investment into each casino, I think speaks volumes about the type of proposals we're going to get and hopefully to the financial wherewithal of the applicants.
Up until your recent appointment, you were a business development official for the city of Springfield. Did you have any contact with casino developers that might potentially cause a conflict of interest for you?
I don't believe so.
Given your close ties to Springfield, you know, a city resident, city councilor, a former city official, is there? Do you feel any conflict if you have to vote, say, between locating a casino in Springfield or one somewhere else in Western Massachusetts?
You know, I think that you know, the fact that the governor, the attorney general, and the treasurer select. First of all, I was pleased to see that they wanted representation from Western Mass on the Gaming Commission. And, you know, I hope they, you know, had a sense and a level of trust in me that it will be fair and impartial and look for the best proposal as it relates to the Western Mass territory where the law allows us to site one casino.
What will be the first significant thing the commission does that's going to get the public focused on the realities of casino gambling coming to Massachusetts?
Well, I think, you know, we're mindful of watching the process as it relates to, you know, the tribal interests who are pursuing a casino license in the Southeast region. There are some timelines associated with that, both as it pertains to the governor's responsibility, the legislature's responsibilities, and then our responsibilities if for some reason an agreement can't be met.